Who do you think of when you hear this song?
Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, I know, me too. Russell Westbrook. Weird.
I think of Beyonce.
Yeah, Beyonce. I think of Russell Westbrook, then yeah, Beyonce.
I do. I actually think of Russell Westbrook
yeah,
now
me too.
Before
I just
Beyonce.
I remember him in the car jamming to this. So, all right, 2 o'clock call of the day. And don't ask us how we're doing. We are doing fine. All right. Let's go. Pick a number 1 to 9. Andy.
7.
7. Caller number 7 is Natalie in Irvine. Hi, Natalie. How are you? Oh, don't.
Hello. Doing well.
Good, good.
Yeah.
So what's up?
Just a little bit more about the Draymond situation.
Yes.
So one thing that also, I don't know if you guys noticed that after the fact, he was interacting with like the audience.
Yes.
And screaming. So I think that kind of didn't go too well for him either. A little bit of malice at the palace, maybe. So I think that was also one thing.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that he raised his arms as if he had just won a gigantic prize. And it was like championship arms after stomping on Domantas Sabonis' chest.
Yeah, it was very defiant about the idea of, yeah, I did this. I stomped on your star player. And that is going to rub the league offices the wrong way. Like, whether you think he should or shouldn't be suspended, it's not surprising.
Natalie, do you agree he should have been suspended?
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah.
I don't think you have any choice. No choice at that point.
Yeah.
Anything else you're thinking about today, Natalie? What are you doing with your day?
Oh, just working, but also listening to you guys.
Awesome.
That's what I do in the afternoon.
Well,
yeah.
we appreciate that, Natalie. Thank you very much. I love
Thank
the
you.
Irvinians, by the way. The Irvinians are my people. Thanks for calling. All right, there's the 2 o'clock call of the day. The Irvinians.
Where are the
She's from Irvine.
Oh, the Irvinians.
Yeah, the Irvinians.
Okay. Yeah. Not heard that one.
Yeah. No, I've talked about the Irvinians for years.
It sounded like a Bible verse.
It does. A Book of Irvinians.
Yes.
Have you read the book? Yeah.
That's how you can...
Irvinians 3:6.
If you want to go at somebody that you think is faking being religious,
yeah.
ask them about the Book of Irvinians.
Oh, yeah. You'll actually pull that off.
Don't be surprised, but there's 2-on-1-out with Alex Vessia.
Oh,
on
my
round.
God, Alex Vessia. What are we doing here in a 2-1 game? 2-on already.
That's what he does.
He was so good last year.
He was great last year, and now he's terrible.
So you brought up Dodgers. The report today is, and Chris Taylor is hurt. Miguel Rojas went to the injured list, who is kind of our everyday shortstop. And there is a report that Mookie Betts, when he returns from paternity leave, is going to wind up playing some shortstop for the Dodgers. Now, I think it is... completely out of necessity. He's not played shortstop. I think we did the research since low A ball in 2014 or 2013.
2013
or something like that.
A minus ball.
Yeah, they called it A minus ball. It's actually low A, but yeah.
It's like one above high school.
Correct. It is. It is. It's the very first place you start. So I think this is necessary. I think you've got a lineup that is clear. We're down 2-1 right now. A lineup that is clearly not working. You got to find a way to get Betts into the lineup. And to me, if you can get Mookie Betts at shortstop for a few games, not a long time, but for a few games until, you know, we get more healthy, you can have an outfield that includes Peralta and Trace Thompson and Jason Hayward and
Outman.
And James Outman, of course, everyday center fielder. And then you're getting a little pop in the lineup.
Okay. My problem with this, because I understand your logic, you definitely don't want to take a bat out of this lineup.
Right.
I don't want to take Mookie Betts' arm, though, out of right field.
Right.
Because I think it is a legit weapon. And if you're going to end up with a shortstop that, to be honest, you're just hoping nothing gets hit to him anyway.
Well, he can play second. I mean, you assume he can play short. Dave Roberts says he takes balls at shortstop every day.
I mean, I'm sure there are guys who do that just for funsies. I mean, that doesn't really mean anything. You're taking balls there. Like, have you ever been, BP's long. Like, fielding practice
sure.
is long. You're just, sometimes, you're just killing time and amusing
yeah.
yourself. Like, I would find a different outfielder to put there. If you're not expecting anybody from that shortstop anyway, I would want to keep Mookie's arm in right. I don't know, put Peralta there. Put Peralta at shortstop.
Yeah, that's a good call. Peralta to shortstop.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll be seeing Peralta at shortstop. You're just throwing someone random. Well, let's bring Jason Hayward. Let's have him play a little short.
Yeah, put him at short. You know what? Let's go Muncy. Let's go left-handed shortstop. Let's just keep the thing weird.
Because last night it was Luke Williams.
And,
right?
And today it's Luke Williams also.
Who's not going to do anything for you.
No, he's fine, but he's going to be the guy that's going to be the gap in between the guys getting healthier. I don't need to see Mookie Betts at shortstop. Mookie Betts is a fantastic athlete and can really play every position on the field, I'm sure, and every position in every other sport, too. But I don't want to see him at shortstop.
So you're with me, Peralta.
100%
Peralta
with you.
At shortstop.
Yeah, bring in Peralta.
So
I don't
here's the silver lining.
He's going to get injured at shortstop. He's not going to get as injured in right field.
So here's the silver lining. You ready? The silver lining is Andrew Friedman, the front office, are looking at this situation and saying, we're down to playing Mookie Betts at shortstop. We have got to do something. Infield single off of Alex Vesia. We've got to do something to address
the shortstop
position. Yeah, bases loaded now for the Mets with Alex Vesia in the game. This may clarify for the Dodgers front office that we need to do something at shortstop, that they need to make a move at short.
Ooh, there's Williams.
Luke Williams.
An error. Yeah.
I don't know if that's an error. That was a really tough chance.
Right, but the ball fell out of his glove.
Yeah. Is that an error, Bergman? I thought that was...
If it comes out of his glove, that's an error.
He didn't think that was tough. I don't think he was...
I need to see the replay. I was looking behind.
Vesia is getting pulled with the bases loaded. Oh, bring on Bickford? Is that what
that's
we're
That's probably
doing?
What you're going to get, probably, and then he's going to clear the bases and reload them like he did the other night.
No, who's coming
no,
in?
No, who is this? Is this Andre Jackson?
No, Andre Jackson got sent.
Oh, down. No, it's Bruce Dar-Gratterol.
Bruce Dar-Gratterol, yeah, with the bases loaded. Yeah, they've got... Seriously, this right now is a very ordinary baseball team. If you are in a position where you're thinking about moving the elite right fielder in the game to shortstop to cover a hole, you must realize that there are holes that need to be filled.
Your elite right fielder who has not played shortstop in a decade. Like, we're not talking about Chris Taylor.
It is, you're right. It is a decade since he's played short.
Yeah, this is not like a great right fielder who also just happens to be an elite utility man.
Yes.
Like, Mookie Betts is an outfielder.
Yes.
That's what he does.
Now, the one thing I'll say about this is, if it does accelerate the concept of a trade for the Dodgers, Tim Anderson from the White Sox is potentially available. Willie Adames from the Brewers is potentially available. I mean, there are moves to be made. And you can also kind of choose around the edges here a little bit. There are other guys. There are other fringe guys that you can potentially put in that spot other than Luke Williams, who I think is – you're just not going to get anything out of him.
You're not going to get any batting out of him.
No.
But hopefully with this – obviously the defense isn't all that great either. But it's – he's just supposed to be there to fill in the gaps for a little bit.
But the problem with the –
What's more important to you, Mace? Is it more important?
We're down 2-1. Right now we need bats.
Right, okay, so
we've not
sure.
been scoring. I'll sacrifice some defense at short.
Okay, so that which is fine, but is it more important to fix the bullpen or is it more important to fix shortstop?
I think you need to readjust.
Oh, it's Yency Almonte, by the way.
Yency Almonte. You need to recalibrate the bullpen. And this is, by the way, last night. You see who pitched the eighth inning. It's almost like the Dodgers are listening to me. You saw who pitched the eighth inning last night.
I just don't understand what they're doing with Evan Phillips.
Well, they brought
what
him in.
What are they? What is his role?
Brought him in the eighth inning in a situation where they wanted to lock down a game and then Brewster in the ninth. I actually thought that was the right call.
Sure. If you're going to do that last night, why didn't you do that the night before when you were up two runs?
Why don't you do it right now? Bases loaded, two outs.
Bases loaded, yeah. I mean, you can bring him in for the next inning.
Isn't this where Evan Phillips could
This is the
come
exact
in?
Spot that you would have Evan Phillips if he's in that fireman role that you're talking about. If he's not going to be in the fireman role, then you're holding him till the ninth inning. I don't understand what they're doing. This is the seventh inning. You can still have him pitch the eighth. I don't get what they're doing with him.
It's kind of crazy. It just hit me. Since 2021,
mm-hmm.
with shortstop, the Dodgers have gone from Corey Seager to Trey Turner to Gavin Lux as maybe the new thing to Mookie Betts / shrug emoji.
To Miguel Vargas to Luke Williams. Like, we are trading down in every single one.
But if
one
you
of
had
moves.
Said in 2021, 2 years from now, shortstop is going to become this total position of problem.
Yeah.
Given where they were at the time, Corey Seager, the reigning World Series MVP, young, like that's crazy. It's pretty crazy to have gone from that in 2 years.
Yeah. God, Trey Turner was my favorite player to watch.
Oh, he was incredible to watch.
Best slide in the history of
baseball. Best slide in baseball. Yeah. And that lineup, that 1-2-3, was incredible. Mookie, Trey, Freddie was an unbelievable top.
Best 1-2-3 in baseball last
year. Yeah, it was.
Easily.
And all of it is to save money for a guy that you may or may not get.
I mean, that's what the thought is, but they're not under the luxury tax. We looked it up yesterday. They're $10 million over the luxury tax.
Now, here's what I don't know. They got out of it. Yency Almonte got out of it, so it's still 2-1 Mets. So the game is live, middle of the seventh, Dodgers coming up. Yeah, I mean, I think Almonte, by the way, can fix it. I think Almonte still, I mean, at a buck and change ERA last year, I still think that's a guy you're going to wind up leaning on, relying on.
I mean, I hope so, because last year he was great, but he has not been great so far this year. And also, he's not some new guy that is just coming around. He's been in the league for, 10 plus years. He was with Colorado for a while. He's just finding his role here with the Dodgers after last year. He hasn't been great.
So here's my question. You say the Dodgers are $10 million over the salary cap threshold right now.
That was the last I saw.
Is that what you came up with?
Mm-hmm.
So when do they calibrate when do they decide you pay? Is it your salary at the end of the season or your salary at the start of the season?
Good question. MLB salary cap rules. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. Just saw a comment in the Mason and Ireland.
Oh, yeah, put
Mafia.
On ChatGPT.
In the Mason Ireland Mafia, Christopher Holmes says, putting Mookie at short is like putting at Venice Mace in an ESPN LA celebrity basketball game. Oh. Injury is imminent.
Oh. Hey, I wanted to mention, you and I did a podcast together.
Yeah.
Andy filled in for Ramona Shelburne on a podcast we did earlier this week. It's with Jake Busey, who is...
For Sue Kolinsky.
Who did I say?
Ramona Shelburne.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. Filling in for Sue Kolinsky.
Yes.
I honestly don't think I farted in 2 months.
There, that's what we would have gotten had
that's
it been Ramona.
That's what Jake Busey missed.
So Sue was out for this one, and Andy filled in, and it was great. Jake Busey, the actor, was there, and talking about a new movie he's got called Chaos on the Farm, and Starship Troopers, of course, which is one of the great kind of... Would you call that a B movie? It's almost a send-up of B movies.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
It's sci-fi, but it's got a campy feel to it. It's got comedy. It actually, I think,
it's
in a
message
lot of ways,
movie.
It's a message movie about fascism. Like, there was a lot going on in Starship Troopers that nobody really paid attention to because of that shower scene.
That's right.
There was the co-ed shower scene. Yep. That's what pretty much everyone remembered. We talked about Enemy of the State.
Enemy of the State, which is a great one.
It's a great movie.
Yeah. So really good conversation. You can check it out. The Culture Pop Podcast is on Apple, Spotify, and at stevemason.com. Coming up next for you, we are going to do some What's Up Fool, brought to you by Dos Hombres. In the meantime, huge game tipping off. An hour and a half, 2 hours from right now? Let me ask you, are you ready? Is your TV ready? If you answered no, do yourself a favor. Go see our friends Isaac and Roy at Mirror Audio Video in Westwood. These guys got it going on. For 40 years, Mirror Audio Video in Westwood has been Southern California's expert in cutting-edge, high-end home and office audio and video technology. Mirror can do absolutely everything for you. From a new TV to full home automation that includes the wiring and the sound and the furniture and the window shades and the home security and the remote access to everything in your house and more. All that stuff. This is why we choose Mirror and trust Mirror every time. They've been in Ireland's house, my house. They've taken care of everybody around here. You should call them. Give our friends Isaac and Roy a call right now. Tell them Mason and Ireland sent you. They will hook you up for sure with all the latest and the greatest. It's 310-234-4010. That's 310-234-4010. Check them out today at mirroraudiovideo.com. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks, Chris. All right, what you got for me, Mace?
All right, so What's Up, Fool? Now brought to you by Dos Hombres Mezcal. It gives you the more, just the right more for those everyday moments with great friends that call for more.
What's up, fool?
So the 49ers are fielding calls already on Trey Lance. Mm. He has been snake bitten by injuries in his short career so far, but he was just the number three overall pick. If the Niners want to move him, do you think they look at him as injury prone, a bust, or just a good piece to move based on Brock Purdy's big season?
All of the above.
All of the above.
Here's Brock Purdy has come out and said he doesn't know if he's going to play this year. It doesn't sound like he's going to play. That's direct from him. Are you really going to go into a season with Sam Darnold as your quarterback?
If you don't believe...
Oh, there you go.
You can hit the on button, too.
Yeah. Andy. Sorry, man.
Sorry.
I'm eating Pizza Hut, bro.
Yeah, he's eating pizza.
I'm used to Jorge being so on it that I don't have to do it.
Yeah.
I don't have to do anything. I would think that if you really aren't sold on Trey Lance, like if you're already off this... and you're thinking about Caleb Williams or thinking about somebody else in the draft, like they know Trey Lance better than anybody.
Right.
They could be wrong. They could be completely giving up on him too early, but they may have an idea of just either it won't work or it won't work in our system. To me, though, it'd be really telling.
You can listen to it more.
Nobody out pizzas the Hut.
He's getting out pizza right now, George. Yeah. Jorge is.
You are getting out pizza.
This is a rough segment for Jorge.
Boy, Jorge, what is going on with you
it's
today?
It's automated. I'm sorry.
Are you okay?
Everything's cool.
Do we need to talk?
Sure, after the show.
All right, good.
If you have time.
Here's my quick take on this, is that if they're trading him, they know. Right? If they're actually going to trade Trey Lance, if they're shopping him, they must already have a sense that he's not the guy.
Because here's the thing. With all the weapons that they have, you know, with Debo Samuel and Christian McCaffrey, you don't have Kittle. You don't necessarily have to be an incredible quarterback to make it work in that system. It would help if you are. But if nothing else, you have so many safety outlets as your quarterback, that if they don't believe in you in that setup, that says something. Again, they could be wrong, but it says something.
It sounds like they've done an evaluation. If they're really shopping him, they know he's not the guy.
What's up, fool?
So SeaWorld is trying to give you away something for free until June 30th, 2023.
Okay.
They are going to give you food for free. You can go to SeaWorld for $109.99 and get an entree, a side, a dessert, and a drink every 90 minutes. So the food
every 90 minutes?
Every 90 minutes, you can get all of that food for free for $110. Would this make you more interested in going to SeaWorld if you get to eat for free?
I don't know how I'm supposed to. I've not heard lately how I'm supposed to feel about SeaWorld. How am I supposed to feel about it?
That's up to you.
Do they still have Bamu? Aren't they nice to the orcas now, or did they let the orcas free?
Talking about blackfish?
Blackfish, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't been there in a minute.
Do they have dolphins in captivity? Is that another thing? Because I heard that's not a good thing.
Well, okay. For the purposes of Greg's question, though, remove the morality. Or let's just assume all the killer whales and the dolphins, penguins, etc.
Have gone free?
Well, gone free, or they're happy.
Okay. Yeah, they're happy at SeaWorld.
Dolphin?
You're having a good day.
So for the purpose,
welcome to the soundboard, Andy.
Let's assume they're super nice to all the animals. Yeah, they're super nice to all the SeaWorld creatures and. Yeah, I mean, that's an unbelievable deal. If you can eat
pretty
an
great,
entree,
right?
A dessert, and a drink every 90 minutes,
here's,
it's a crazy good
here's
deal.
The most important question, though. How good is the seafood at SeaWorld?
Whoa.
Because if it's not good, it's a terrible
well,
deal.
Well, wait a minute. I don't know that they're serving. He didn't say they're serving.
I thought you did.
No, I didn't say anything
did
about seafood.
They say they're serving seafood.
I don't think I would eat seafood at SeaWorld.
No, I don't think they serve seafood.
I thought that's what you
that
said.
I think we're all having a bad segment.
No, they're not serving seafood.
I said
seafood
an
SeaWorld.
Entree, a side, a dessert, and a drink.
I thought you said they're serving seafood, no. Which I guess would be kind of creepy.
That would just be weird. I don't think.
Like, could you eat a fish
sandwich?
Hey,
would you like some sushi?
Could you eat a fish sandwich at SeaWorld?
No.
Did you really get a fish sandwich?
Yeah, I'm not sure how to feel about Sea. I haven't heard the latest news on if we're supposed to like it or not like it. Or
let's see what the menu is.
I feel like you can make your own decisions.
Ask ChatGPT.
Well, no, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, ask Chat.
I don't know if they still, like, are there still blackfish?
I don't know.
Or are there still dolphins?
Are there still blackfish?
At SeaWorld. Yeah, I don't know the answer. Because for a while...
And do they serve them?
For a while, that was their thing.
For a while, that was
that
the
was
thing.
That was all yes. they had. Yeah.
Was
the show.
The show and the jumping and the, you know, jump really high and a person rides it. And then I saw another incident down in Florida where somebody, a trainer, got attacked by a blackfish. I don't know. Anyway, the food deal is good. Let's just go with that. The food deal is good as long as it's not seafood.
There you go.
What's that,
food? So they're going to give you some kind of card, I'm assuming, that says they punch it and it's 90 minutes.
Yeah, actually, I was just at Knott's Berry Farm last week, and they have a deal similar to that.
Oh, do they?
Where it's every 90 minutes you can go to one of like the 10 designated restaurants there that accept this meal deal.
Okay. All right, what's up, fool?
Oh, man, I pressed it, but the right, YouTube chat is saying some mean stuff.
Oh, by the way, you can get seafood at SeaWorld.
That's what I thought.
You can get
Fear No More is saying a Shamu platter.
stop that. Fried shrimp, salmon. So you can't get some.
And chips.
Yeah, you can't.
What's up, fool?
Stop it.
All right, well, Shamu looks at you while you eat it.
Stop it. Stop it.
Get off the chat, Andy.
Yeah.
What's up, fool?
Okay, so a couple ran up a bill at an Airbnb for $1,500 on utilities and expenses. This came after, they did it for revenge since the owner didn't want to cancel their Airbnb.
Okay.
So who looks bad here? The owner for not canceling this 25-day booking or them for running up the $1,500 bill on the owner, which he ended up paying?
Well, I think the people that didn't follow the rules are probably in the wrong here. How'd they run up the bill to $1,500?
$1,500 because they rented this property for 25 days. And then they tried to cancel it because it wasn't in the area where they really wanted it.
Right.
So then they called the owner and said, hey, listen, we made a mistake. We booked it in the wrong end of town.
So then they moved.
And then, the owner said, well, that's your problem. You have to figure that out on your own. I can't refund you your money. So then in revenge, they're like, okay, that's fine. We'll keep that booking. They went to the other booking they really wanted. And then every 5 days or 4 days, they would come back and turn on the gas, turn on the water. They just...
Oh, they're a-holes.
So they did that.
Yeah, they're terrible people.
And then the owner reached out to Airbnb and said, hey, listen, I'm going through this situation with this couple. Can you guys do something about it? You know, does it go under terms and all that stuff? And Airbnb said, nope.
Yeah, they are spiteful jerks.
I don't know anybody, by the way, because I know a few people who've rented out their place for a Airbnb. I don't know anybody who's ever rented out for Airbnb and had a good experience with it. It sounds like
really?
A nightmare.
No, I've had a good Airbnb experience.
No, but have you ever rented out
your
place?
No, I would never rent out my place.
Everybody
Airbnb.
I know who's ever rented out their property for Airbnb has had an awful experience with it.
Yeah, Mason eats your peanut butter.
Yeah, no, that's exactly true. I did an Airbnb. You're allowed to eat anything in the house, and I ate half a jar of peanut butter.
Around midnight?
There's nothing else. It was. It was late. It was very late.
What's that, fool?
After you smoked? No. Gummied up?
Gummied up. Peanut butter.
All right, so this is a Ukrainian name, and I'm going to say it wrong. I'm sorry. Ihor Stefurak. Is an entrepreneur. He made a Chrome extension, Google Chrome, and sold it on Acquire for thousands of dollars. The extension took him 10 hours to make, but it was fully made on ChatGPT. Is this smart or cheating?
He made a cord?
He made a Chrome, like Google Chrome, an extension.
A search engine.
Search engine. Yeah, they put it into an extension.
Of course it's...
think it's what ChatGPT is there for.
Yeah, but
I just asked ChatGPT if SeaWorld is ethical. I mean, honestly,
what did they say?
It says they've taken steps to address, including phasing out its orca breeding program, ending its theatrical killer whale shows, investing in larger tanks and habitats for animals. Some advocates maintain that their concept of keeping marine animals in captivity for inherently unethical. Others argued the changes have been sufficient. So, mixed bag.
Mixed bag.
Mixed bag.
So, is this smart or cheating?
I mean, I honestly think it's fair. It is what ChatGPT is there for.
But shouldn't the company then can just do the exact same thing?
Correct. The company can do the same thing, but if this guy's innovative enough, just like when I played that game last week, I had that game of games.
Would you call that innovative?
I would call that innovative. I took some questions from ChatGPT for the game that I did last week about Memphis, and it was a good use of ChatGPT and AI.
So to make sure I understand this correctly, did they essentially use ChatGPT to fake a Chrome search engine?
No, so they made an actual ChatGPT made the search engine for it. It's not maybe not the search engine, but an extension that goes onto Chrome. So it could be for anything.
It's the most confusing for
I don't understand what they did.
Well, yeah, but they did something that they sold for $1,000. Just imagine that they went on ChatGPT and they did some coding, and the coding was all done by ChatGPT. And it took them 10 hours, figured it out, bing, bang, boom, they made thousands of dollars.
Well, who is against people making $1,000?
Yeah, no, I don't understand what happened.
I feel like it's cheating.
I don't either.
I feel like it's cheating.
An extension and.
But do you even know why you feel like it's cheating? Do you understand this well enough to know?
I don't know how much he actually knows about doing everything and just said, "Hey, ChatGPT, make me an extension."
Jorge, your take?
He probably just replies on his own. You ask him a question, he sees a question, he replies you with a BS answer.
I agree with Jorge.
Yep.
It's like when Kramer became the movie phone guy.
Welcome to Movie Phone.
Why don't you just tell me the movie you want to see?
Yeah. All right.
What's up, fool?
I could do one more.
Yeah, do one more.
Okay, let's do one more because that last one sucked.
Yeah, we have audio of Mason eating peanut butter. I'll tell you after this.
Okay, got it.
Oh, okay. I wanted to hear it. So we didn't get to it yesterday, and I thought they deserved some love. The LA Kings beat the Edmonton Oilers in Edmonton the other night. They were down 2-0 and 3-1, and then Anze Kopitar tied it up with 17 seconds left in regulation to force overtime. They ended up winning in overtime by Alex Iafallo to go up 1-0 in the series. Game 2 is tonight at 7 p.m. on ESPN.
Yep.
How much will you watch of this game after the Laker game ends at 7 p.m.?
Yeah, I'm actually going to put it on.
Good.
I'm going to put it on. It's 7 o'clock ESPN. I had it in my notes today to put it on. The Kings are up 1-0. They're at Edmonton. Edmonton's a high seed, right?
Yeah.
They have Connor McDavid and all that stuff. I'm going to actually put that on tonight since we got Dodgers baseball in the afternoon. By the way, Mets up 3-1 now in the eighth. We got Dodgers. It's a perfect day. We got Dodgers followed by Lakers followed by Kings.
I would like to watch it. It's going to be difficult for me because I got to record the Locked On Lakers podcast right after the game.
Yeah, but how long does that go?
It takes a little while. I got to process it. I got to edit it. I got to type up the post.
You do all that stuff yourself?
I do some of it. Brian does some of it as well. But okay.
Can't you have it on in the background?
I could have it on in the background. I just don't know if the game will be still going by the time we wrap things up or whatever. But I will say this. Playoff hockey is fun.
Yeah, I was thinking about going to a game this weekend. What day are the games? Michael Roth, who's the mayor of AEG, told me there are 6 games in 3 days.
Yeah, so they play tonight, and then they play again on Saturday.
Saturday at home.
At 7 o'clock at home, and then Monday at home. No, that's not right.
Oh, this Saturday. The Lakers play Saturday.
Oh, right. Can't go to the Kings. Lakers play Saturday.
Tomorrow's Friday. Saturday is the 21st. The Kings play.
They must play an afternoon game.
Today's Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thursday.
This is arguably the worst segment of the
game. Today's the 19th. It's Thursday. Or is it Wednesday?
It's Wednesday, man.
Wednesday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Should have run it through that fake
Friday
thing.
Sunday for
what's
the
up,
Friday Sunday yeah, for the Friday, Kings.
Okay. Oh yeah,
was totally sure.
I completely understand it. All right,
what's up, Foo?
Coming up next, we're gonna dive into the Lakers a little bit. We're about a half hour away from Slee with the pre. Huge opportunity for the Lakers tonight. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. Walking in Memphis. So, but I wanted to give them a little distance. Because that was arguably the worst What's Up Fool
I've ever been part of. Hey, we're moving
on, Mace. What happened?
But What's Up Fool was brought to you by Dos Hombres Mezcal. Gives you the more, just the right more for those everyday moments with great friends that call for more.
Dos Hombres would have helped during that segment.
Absolutely would have.
I think we all had some Dos Hombres.
Sounded like it. So Ireland's going to play Game of Games?
And he's going to hang out here,
too. Hey, Ireland, what's up, man?
What are you doing? Why was What's Up Fool so bad?
Bergman's asking questions about SeaWorld and
that was funny.
To do with ChatGPT.
I did not mail in anything. Those are real questions. They just didn't like them.
Just confusing.
Really confusing.
You pulled a Mason and used ChatGPT to write What's Up Fool?
I should do that, but no. It was just a question about ChatGPT. And there was also a question about SeaWorld, and they didn't know how to answer it.
Yeah,
but the YouTube knew how to answer it.
Yeah. So, Ireland, here, this is what we started today, because, you know, we always do stupid stuff. Especially when you're away. So, do you remember this LeBron press conference?
You can make shots like this, you got to be able to get stuff done.
Do you remember the goat sound?
Yeah, when they were making goat sounds in the background.
So, we decided we're going to have a goat of the day.
Is it good to be the goat or bad to be the goat?
It's great to be the goat of the day.
Goat is short for greatest of all time.
Correct.
Because, you know, it's a weird word because some people say you can be a hero or a goat.
Right. In this case, it's a good thing to be the goat of the day. All caps goat.
Okay, got it.
So, Andy, who is your goat of the day?
My goat of the day was Anthony Davis.
Okay. And Bergman?
Dennis Schroeder.
And Jorge?
Austin Reeves.
And mine is LeBron. Those are the official goats of the day. Who do you think comes out and has a big game tonight, a Rui Hachimura, Austin Reeves kind of game?
Dennis Schroeder.
Ireland, we agree.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, because if D'Angelo struggles, they'll put Dennis Schroeder in there, and I think with no Ja Morant in the game, I think if Ja doesn't play, we don't know yet, would be a really good thing.
Do you idiots know who started the greatest of all time?
It was Muhammad Ali, wasn't it?
Right. Yeah. See, Ireland, you can't stump you. You're stumpable. You're stumpless.
Did you hear Andy's goat? Wait a minute. Here's Andy solo goat. Listen to this.
Okay.
Does that not sound like a supervillain?
Drunk and laughing.
It sounds like an obnoxious rich kid laughing. It sounds like Joffrey Baratheon.
Oh, Joffrey. That's a good call.
Michael, who's your goat of the game?
Go to the game today?
Who's going to be the star of the game for the Lakers?
All those guys are good choices. I'm going to go with Jared Vanderbilt and the great, if Ja plays, the great defense he'll play on Ja.
Yeah, the defense is key. The other thing is the key, I noticed this the other night, the Lakers' transition defense is not very good, and Memphis likes to run. So the more they can slow the game down, the more advantage it is for the Lakers, right?
Well, fast break points in game one were 26-17 Lakers.
Oh, okay. So, but I mean, if you look statistically for the year, that's the way it lines up.
Yeah, if they want to run, the Lakers can run.
But not with the Grizzlies.
Well,
Grizzlies are quicker, younger, faster, especially with Ja in the open court.
Well, you think Ja's playing?
Oh, yeah, he's going to play. He's going to Kobe up.
Trudell told us yesterday that he thought he was going to play.
I think he's going to try to play. I just don't know how. What he can give him because it's his shooting hand. It's his right hand.
Play with his left. He can score with his left.
So Michael says he thinks he's going to. Is that your sense that he's going to play?
I know.
Michael always thinks players are going to play. Michael is confused in thinking that the players in 2023 have his 1988 mentality.
In the playoffs, they do.
Guys sit out all the time.
In the regular season, not in the playoffs, Ireland.
Okay, we'll see.
You'll put a dollar on it?
Sure.
The usual bet, Mortimer?
The usual bet. Hey, MT, Rui Hachimura tied your all-time record for most points off the bench in a playoff game.
But he cheated.
How did he cheat?
He shot threes. I didn't.
But was that not choice on your part?
Yeah, you were 1-for-11 from three in your career.
Yeah, but were my toes on the line or were they beyond half court?
Well, but I'm just saying. You're saying if you would have had the ability to shoot threes, you would have scored more points.
Oh yeah,
you didn't make them.
We didn't shoot them. We weren't allowed to shoot them. It wasn't in.
So do you think Pat Riley would have given you a waiver or something?
No, it was just the game back in those days. If you watch all the videos, we played below the 3-point line.
That's true.
It was pretty cool, Michael. The two record holders, you and Rui, international players.
That's right. A boy from the land of the rising sun, and a boy from the land under the sun.
Is that what they call the Bahamas?
Is that what
you
they
just
call
make that up?
The kinda. Bahamas are the land under the sun?
Under the sun.
I think you ran out. I think you
land
you
of the rising sun.
You were on a rant. You ran out of a phrase, and you just made one up.
It makes sense.
Isn't every land under the sun?
well, not Scandinavia. It's cold
not
up there.
Not on a cloudy day.
Yeah, it's cold up there.
Yeah.
Man.
Dodgers, by the way, just pulled within 3-2. What happened, Bergman? I missed that.
I'm looking it up right now, but it looks like Max Muncy was intentionally walked. J.D. Martinez doubled, and Freddie Freeman scored.
Okay, so it's 3-2 Mets at this moment at Dodger Stadium. Did you hear the possum story, the weird possum story?
About the Oakland A's?
So, okay. So the Mets were playing the A's, and there was a possum in the press box.
Yeah, you know, I put this sound in earlier in the week. I don't know if anybody entered it, but I had this in my Monday thing.
Well, we're following up because there was a possum at Dodger Stadium today.
Really?
That they tried to chase down, and I assume they ultimately got out of the stadium. But the question is, did the possum travel with the Mets?
Oh, possibly. But here's the thing. I would not have vacated the booth. I thought those Mets announcers were wimps. I think
that's Gary Darling and Keith Hernandez.
Yeah.
What do you mean? A possum was in the booth?
No, it wasn't Keith Hernandez. It was Ron Darling and Gary.
Oh, Cole. They are possums are disgusting.
Yeah, I don't know. They can't carry rabies.
Disgusting rodents.
What's a possum going to do to us?
Going to bite you?
Nah.
Those things are nasty.
Oh, I'll take that possum on. I'll kick him all the way across.
For $100.
Did you call animal control when one of them was in the back of your yard? Remember?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Why didn't you just pick it up and take it?
Yeah, you had to call animal control to get that thing out of your yard.
That was a raccoon.
It's the same. They're brothers. They're cousins.
Yeah, they're cousins. Are they?
They're so probably the same family.
Raccoons are rodents.
If a possum comes to this broadcast site, you're out of here?
You mean if he's like walking around off feet?
Yeah, if he's down like by Zach's feet.
Yeah, I'm not staying here. You would stay here?
Yeah.
Tough it out?
The show must go on, man.
You would not stay there if there was an opossum there.
Oh, no.
What's the difference between a possum and an opossum?
That's a good question, Michael. What is it?
An old possum is one that's bigger than a regular possum.
Oh,
there's a possum.
Okay.
Possum.
Yeah,
oh, possum.
Oh, possum. Oh, possum.
Oh, possum.
What does a possum sound like, Andy?
That's what they sound like when they get mad. I've seen them. I've seen them mad up there in the Pacific Northwest.
Want to hear Andy's?
They've been around possums.
Want to hear Andy's giraffe impression?
Yeah, let's
that was
hear
Greg.
It.
Giraffes don't make
noise. Oh, this is Greg. Sorry, this is Greg. Do a giraffe.
They don't make noise.
Oh, yeah.
Don't they just...
That sounds something else, dude. No.
They kind of do make noise. Like,
they just eat, right?
No, they kind of make noise like a horse does when they go to... like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah,
go to the zoo and see those animals in captivity, you'll know that.
We did a little Old McDonald today as the show went along.
Oh, did you pull up the greatest thing Michael's ever created, the Old Man Donald song?
Oh, it's so great.
In honor of...
the great Donald
In honor of Old McDonald.
Oh.
It was the greatest thing the radio station has ever produced.
Play it so Zach here, who's black, can hear it. Our engineer. Let Zach hear it.
Okay, here we go.
Donald Sterling story, right? He didn't like black people.
Donald Sterling. This is Michael Thompson circa when Donald Sterling.
This is when all that controversy was going on.
Old man Donald had a team, E-I-E-I-O. And on his team he had some blacks and D, Stevie, and O. With a black man here and a black man there, he said, if you're black or with a black, I don't want you to come back. Old Matt Donald had a team and says, hell no, I won't go.
Oh, man.
Ramona should actually find a way to work this into the Sterling
affairs. I find it impossible to work that in. Do you think?
What if I told you...
If Momo, if you're listening, you have to find a way to work that into the Sterling
That
affairs.
Could be the introduction to the song, to the video.
Awesome.
To the documentary.
Oh,
could be the theme song.
The theme song, yeah. All right, we're going to do a little game of games. You guys going to play? It's Andy's game. We will do that coming up next. And then we got Slee with the pre coming for you in 28 minutes.
Remember the last game you had, Kamenisky? It was horrible.
Yeah.
Andy doesn't normally do bad games. What are you talking about? No, Andy does bad games.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. Andy's pretty smart with the games. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right. Thank you very much, Christopher Morales. It's time for Game of Games as we count down to game two in Memphis. Lakers, an opportunity to take a 2-0 series lead and steal two on the road. It is Andy Kamenitsky's game today. It is me, Ireland, Michael Thompson, Greg Bergman, and Jorge Briones. Everybody in the house. It is Andy's game. What do you got, Andy?
And you are keeping score, correct?
I am.
Okay, as you said, Lakers-Grizzlies game two. It is important to know your opponent, so we are going to play some Grizzlies trivia.
Okay.
Grizzlies trivia about different players on the Grizzlies, multiple choice. Okay. First question, Ja, as in Ja Morant, is a nickname. What is the full version of Ja? Is it Jamel, Jacinto, or Jarrod? Jamel, Jacinto, or Jarrod?
It's to me. I'll say Jamel. Ireland?
Jamel.
Michael?
Mel.
Bergman?
Jamel.
Jorge?
With the crowd, Jamel.
Well, the crowd is correct. It is Jamel. It's also his middle name.
I think it's Jamal, Andy.
No, well, according to Wikipedia, it was Jamel.
It's spelled J-A-M-A-L. It could be pronounced Jamel.
Yeah, Jamal. Well,
according to Jamel. On Wikipedia, it was Jamel.
I think we're splitting hairs here.
And first name is Demetrius.
Okay.
Jamel is actually, or Jamal, either way, is a middle name.
You're confusing us.
Okay. Question number two, Jaren Jackson Jr., I'm pretty sure I got that name right. His father, Jaren Jackson Sr., played in the NBA for 12 seasons. How many rings did he win? Zero, one, or two?
Ireland.
Zero, one, or two?
Who's first?
Ireland.
One.
Michael.
One with the Spurs.
Bergman.
I'll go with them, one.
Jorge.
One with the Spurs.
I'm going to take a shot at one.
It is one.
It is one.
With the Spurs?
The 99 Spurs. They're in the lockout season. So everybody right now
everybody
is perfect.
Everybody has got two, yeah.
According to former teammate Kendrick Perkins, for fun during the offseason, Steven Adams hunts for wild pigs. What is his weapon of choice for hunting wild pigs? A spear, a spiked mace, or a machete? Spear, spiked mace, machete for
Michael,
hunting pigs.
Michael Thompson.
What's a spiked mace?
Like, you know,
the
one of those
things you swing around like in the Middle Ages. It's
yeah.
Got
the,
like
with the ball and the spike.
Exactly.
Yep.
I'm going to go with a, what's a spear, spike, mace, or what? Machete?
Machete, yeah.
I'll go with spear.
Bergman?
It feels like a spear. I like spear.
Jorge?
I'll go with the ball and spikes.
Okay, mace. I'll go spear and Ireland.
Machete.
Machete.
Ireland taking the lead. It is a machete. And also, according to Perk, Steven Adams does this while barefoot. He hunts wild pigs with a machete while barefoot.
Also has 15 brothers and sisters, and none of them are shorter than 6'5".
What sound does a wild pig make?
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
Bonus part of the game, yeah.
All right. Dillon Brooks was famously part of a three-way deal between the Grizzlies, Suns, and Wizards that fell apart because the other teams in question thought Dillon Brooks was being included, while Memphis said, no, we never intended to include Dillon Brooks. We said his teammate with the last name Brooks. Which Brooks was it? Marshawn Brooks, Aaron Brooks, or Armani Brooks? Marshawn Brooks, Aaron Brooks, Armani Brooks.
Bergman.
Let's go with Marshawn Brooks.
Jorge.
Marshawn.
Marshawn. I'm going to say Marshawn also. Ireland.
Armani.
Armani. And Michael Thompson.
Marshawn. I remember when he was here.
Marshawn. Who is it?
It was Marshawn Brooks.
Oh, yeah. Everybody but Ireland takes
actually
the point.
Okay, so that means it's all tied up.
We're all tied again, yeah.
Okay, during the 2022 All-Star Weekend, Desmond Bain and Tyrese Halliburton won a special event marketing the 75th NBA season. It was called the Clutch Challenge. It was a tournament where you tried to recreate iconic shots.
Okay.
What company sponsored the Clutch Challenge?
Okay.
Clif Bar, Clorox, or Clear Channel? Clif Bar, Clorox, Clear Channel.
Jorge.
Clif Bar.
Cliff. I'm going to say Clif Bar. Ireland.
Clif Bar.
Clif Bar. Michael.
Yeah, they're marketing to kids, the bar.
The bar and Bergman.
With the crowd.
Clif Bar.
The crowd's all wrong. It was Clorox.
Clorox.
Clorox was the Clutch Challenge.
Weird. All right, we're still even at three.
Which former NBA lottery pick center has Tyus Jones been close friends with since age 8? Nerlens Noel, Carl Anthony Towns, Jahlil Okafor.
Okay, so this is to me. I will say Okafor, Ireland.
Okafor.
Okafor. Michael.
Towns. They were buddies in Minnesota.
Towns. Bergman.
Yeah, I like Towns.
Yeah,
Towns.
Cat.
And Towns for Jorge.
It is Jahlil Okafor.
Really?
They have been friends.
Wow. me
since
and you.
8 years old.
Me and Ireland take the point. We now have a lead.
During the NCAA tournament, Brandon Clark had 35 points and 5 blocks in a game, becoming one of only 3 players, including himself, to ever hit that mark. Which of these players I'm about to name did not get 35 and 5? Shaquille O'Neal, David Robinson, or Hakeem Olajuwon? Shaq, Robinson, Olajuwon did not get 35 and 5.
Ireland.
Shaq.
Michael.
You're talking about points and blocks?
Yep.
Yeah, I'd go with Shaq.
Bergman.
Robinson.
Jorge.
Robinson.
Robinson. I'm going to say Robinson also.
You're all wrong. It was Hakeem Olajuwon.
Oh. He didn't get 5 blocks?
Not in the points.
Oh. Not in the same game. 35 and 5. It's Brandon Clark.
Hakeem had a lot more talent on his team. I should have got that.
Yes. Brandon Clark, Shaq, and David Robinson are the only 3 who have done this.
Okay. It's Mason 4, Ireland 4, everybody else 3.
True or false, Luke Kennard was a star high school quarterback who threw right-handed, even though he was also a star basketball player who shoots then and now left-handed.
Ireland, you're up first.
I'm going to say that's true.
Michael.
That's true.
Bergman.
False.
Jorge.
Oh, that's true.
And I'm going to go true also.
It is true.
Yeah.
Luke Kennard played high school quarterback right-handed, even though he shoots
left-handed. So that was everybody but Bergman?
Everybody but Bergman.
Okay, Andy, how many are left?
I've only got one more left. I've
all
got a bonus question.
You're out.
Yeah, you're out, Craig.
Okay,
it's like a what's up, fool.
Mace, you and I have Roars. To go first, and Jorge and Michael are one back.
Okay, got it.
Bonus question. Where did Grizzlies head coach Taylor Jenkins play his college basketball? Allegheny, Colorado College, Texas Lutheran, or he didn't play college ball? Allegheny, Colorado College, Texas Lutheran didn't play college ball.
Ireland.
I'm going to say Texas Lutheran.
I'm going to say didn't play. So we'll have a winner here. Michael?
He didn't play.
And Jorge?
The first one, just to be different.
Allegheny?
Yeah.
The answer is Taylor Jenkins did not play college basketball.
Mason wins it.
Win for Mason. A rare victory.
There you go.
Yeah. Jenkins looks like he worked in the mailroom.
Well, I knew his first job was with the Spurs. That's why I guessed.
It's probably like a video coordinator or one of those things.
He at one point coached their.
I think that's where he started.
He coached their G League team. His first head coaching job was their G League team.
Mason, you have 3, and you are now tied with Sedano for the lead for the month.
How about that?
Yeah.
Year of the Mace. Month of the Mace. Week
I mean,
of the Mace.
April.
Segment of the Mace.
So, guys, John, I meant to ask, did you go back to Gus's Fried Chicken again?
Yes,
how many times now?
Last night, Michael brought his own plate. He was unhappy with the paper plates at Gus's, so he went out, procured a giant platter,
porcelain
and carried
plate.
It into Gus's.
Yes.
And then left it there as a souvenir.
Yeah, they could use it as a platter, put some of their chicken on.
You are a very odd man.
Why? The place
very
there,
odd.
No paper plates that fall apart. I had to bring my own napkins.
Isn't that part of the
bounty napkins?
Isn't that the part of the charm of the place, is the paper plate thing?
No.
You know what? Here's something weird about Gus's. We have never ordered the right amount of chicken,
too
ever.
Much. You always have
we
too much.
Always order too much.
Yeah. But no, Mason, you can't. You gotta have the proper. You gotta have the proper utensils and the what do you call it? The napkins. The napkins that they disintegrate in your hand.
Yeah, they
do.
Gus's, for people who don't know, is the greatest fried chicken place in the country. Except it is a hole in the wall.
Right.
Like literally, it is a shack.
And it's packed.
Now, are
and
you guys leg and thigh or breast and whatever? Else?
I'm a leg guy.
Yeah.
Michael eat anything.
Yeah, all of it.
Trudell and Billy and Stu like breast.
And they make the best coleslaw, and their fries are hot and crispy on the outside and thick and chewy
and
inside.
And we get a bunch of other stuff, too.
Ooh,
we get, fried pickles and fried green
and
tomatoes.
And a dessert. Don't forget the dessert.
Oh, yeah. Stu and I each had coconut pie. You didn't get dessert last night, did you?
No, me and Trudell shared a couple of bites.
So let me ask you one other thing, because Emily brought this up, that apparently the side dish or every order comes with a slice of white bread.
Yeah, well, they bring over. We didn't even touch it. They they bring over like 10 to 12 pieces of white bread.
What do you do with the white bread?
You make a sandwich. You can make a chicken sandwich.
I guess
sandwich.
You make kind of a sandwich. Is that the idea?
It's a very Southern
is
fried
that what
chicken
it's for,
thing.
Zach, in case you want to make a sandwich.
Zach is there. Zach is a native of Memphis. He can tell, and he's a brother, so he knows.
What's with the white bread?
It's to soak up the juices.
Oh, it's soak up the juices.
There you go. Zach knows what he's talking about. So, guys, how you feeling? Is this night we steal another one?
Yep. Well, very, very selfishly. And I admit this up front. Michael and I do not want to come back here.
Yeah.
So we like it's Zach, nothing against you, Zach.
Nothing against you, Zach.
But we've been here for 6 days.
Right.
We've done everything there is to do in Memphis, and we'd very much like the Lakers. Now, do you guys agree with us that if the Lakers can somehow win this one game, then a sweep becomes, I don't want to use the word likely, but probable.
Probable. I would agree, yeah. Probable. Even, you know what? I think at worst it's a 4-1 series.
It's being
a 4-1 sweep. Would mean we'd have to come back.
It's being reported right now, by the way, that Ja Morant is steadily improving, according to Taylor Jenkins, still a game-time decision.
Ooh.
Well, we're sitting right above where Memphis is warming up. And we have yet to see Ja.
He'll be here.
We've seen everybody else.
And he'll be here. He's got a bad hand, not a bad foot.
Michael says.
It's a shooting hand, though.
So what?
Michael thinks he's going to play. Trudell was on yesterday. Trudell thought he was going
to
play.
I think he's going to try to play. The question is, how effective will he be?
He'll be fine. I still can't stop him.
This, by the way, is a perfect day. We got Dodger. It's not a perfect day because the Mets have taken a 5-2 lead. But you got Dodger baseball.
Wait, the Dodger bullpen is Dodger bullpenning?
Go figure. Go figure. And then we got Lakers basketball. Then we got the Kings tonight, who are playing really well. So it's a big.
Yeah, by the way, I heard you say that Edmonton's a high seed. This is number 2 against number 3. Edmonton's 2 and the Kings are 3. I don't know why they're playing in the first round.
Why don't you guys talk more hockey, like a couple hours?
You know what, Michael? When you're here, we'll do it.
Michael, can you name anybody who plays for the Kings? Yeah, even one player?
Yes, Luke Robitaille.
Yeah, sure.
Player.
He plays as an executive.
Let's see. There was that guy, Dave Robertson?
Nope.
Dave Robertson is not a player.
Marty McSorley.
Marty McSorley.
Yeah. Long retired.
Going back to the 90s.
The coach. Who's the coach? Barry.
Barry Melrose, still on
Barry
ESPN.
Nope.
Now works with us at ESPN.
He does?
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. Gretzky's retired.
They have a very famous defenseman whose initials are DD.
And come on, captain, Michael. You can do it.
His initials are AK.
Douglas
Andy.
David.
No.
Douglas David is not Drew Doughty.
Connor McDavid plays for him.
Connor McDavid
plays
for
the other guys. Exactly.
I'm going to get him. I got one. Mario Lemieux.
Yeah, Mario Lemieux.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bobby
Michael,
Orr.
I know my hockey, man.
Michael and Slee will have more hockey talk for you coming up as part of Lakers pregame. We got Lakers game number 2 on tap right now. John Ireland, Michael Thompson will have the call. We're back tomorrow at 1. By the way, Game of Games powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Go Lakers, 710 ESPN.